lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 4:08, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. And here joined with me in the studio this hour, we have Colt Tuescher, the Liberty Center manager. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I wish the weather was better. But
I love it.
You love the rain?
Yeah. It started to get a little hot, and then
that's right. It did cool down nicely, yeah. But I got that like dust film now in my car.
Oh, yeah.
That I have to wash off again. So that's never a great thing. But I do agree. Rain is fun when I can get like the thunder and the lightning and like watch the storm clouds roll in. Those are up at my house though, not down here. So
I like the rain as long as it's not coming through like the ash cloud off of Mount Etna, because to me it's a free car wash, because I'm one of those ones who it gets a little dirty and I sit there like, okay, I need to go wash the car. And then my luck turns around, it rains heavy, and it does the job for me, so I'm not complaining.
See, I'm the opposite. I wash my car, and then it does the ash cloud rain. And just like, now my car's like a nice taupe or beige. So yeah, it's I have the opposite luck you have.
That is unfortunate. We'll keep it right here, because we have a ton of fun events coming your way, and one sooner than you think, so you better get into your car and get ready to roll, because it's coming up soon. Right now, you're listening to Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones. If you're not on the go already, you should probably jump in your car and head on over here, because what have we got, Colt? There's something coming up real soon.
Yes, so in 44 minutes, the Liberty Center will be hosting, they'll be going on there bi-weekly. Is it bi-weekly if it's every other week, or is that twice a week?
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly? Okay. Their bi-weekly excursion to one of the malls out in town. Today, they're going to be going to Porta di Catania Mall, and...
I don't think bi-weekly is every other week. I think that means twice a week.
Every other weekly, they'll be going. Yeah, see, I don't know. But biannual is every other, right? Every other year.
I have no idea. I'm going to chat GPT it.
Okay, well, we'll figure this out in the break and come back. But yeah, today, though, they're going to be heading over that way. And yeah, if you guys, well, I know you said get your car, but if you don't have a car and you're on NAS 2, head over there to the Liberty Center, and they can. It's free, so that's always a plus, right?
You can't go wrong free.
Yeah, if you just want to get off base. If you're not into the mall like scene, you want to get off base, they have cool restaurants. They're going to Centro Sicilia, my bad. And that means that they have Smashy Burger. And Smashy Burger is great.
It is great.
They also have a really good burrito place over there, too, that I tried the other day. When they put French fries in the burrito, it's always a winner. But yeah, head over that way. And one cool thing that all the malls have out here is a really good grocery store. I think they have a cone out over there, stocked full of stuff, fresh stuff, cheap stuff. So if you can't make it, if you're on NAS 2 and you don't have a car and it's hard for you to get to the commissary, hop on the Liberty Shuttle and it's free. And it's leaving in 43 minutes.
43 minutes.
Yep.
All right. And what else do we have coming up later on?
So one really cool thing that this time of year we start to kick off is next Monday. It's a full moon. And we also have a really cool mountain that we can see. So let's go see those together. For $15, you can jump on the Liberty Shuttle, which we take you on a hike, full moon hike up Mount Etna. We go to this really cool place called the Valley of the Ox. And it's like an overlook where you see, I don't know, it's probably from where we stand to the other side, mile and a half, 2 miles, maybe 5 miles. I can't tell distance at that height. But it's just a valley of lava. And you know how Etna's been going off a lot lately?
Yeah.
It's been like going down that side. So if it does happen to go off while we're on the hike, it'll be like the best view that you can get.
Now, that's when I would want to go. I sit there in my backyard with a pair of binoculars and watch it when it's got the lava flow coming down. Mm-hmm. But still, the hike does continue when it's erupting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll still go up. Unless it's, I mean, we're not close enough to get, like, you know, touching distance or anything like that. It's just, like, a better view distance. A road goes up to where we start the hike. And then it's just a mile up and a mile back. But the views are amazing. You can see mainland from up there on a clear night. So it's really cool. It's awesome. And it'll take us about 3 hours of hiking, you know, so it's nothing too crazy. It's a good hike, though. I mean, the first part of the hike is, it's an incline, but it's very rewarding, and I love it.
And for those interested in this hike, how do they sign up?
You can go over to Liberty. You can actually sign up here on NAS1 if you are over here, or if you're on NAS2, go over to Liberty. You can sign up online, but you have to be a Liberty-eligible patron to be able to do it. So that means anyone E1 through E6 or anyone who's out here unaccompanied. $15, and we'll take you all the way up. I'll lead you up the hill, and if I can do it, you can do it, and then we'll come back down. We should be back by about 11 o'clock that night.
That sounds like a really cool experience. I know I'd like to experience that personally.
Well, come on.
All right. You got me convinced.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Now we have Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. I swear the Liberty Center is always throwing some kind of giveaway game. This one is Pop a Shot. Can you tell me about that?
Literally, you will be throwing. So, good pun there. Come over to Liberty Center next Thursday, the 15th of May. And yeah, we're going to do our third Thursday throwdown. Good alliteration there, so you know it's cool. And we have one of those Pop a Shot things. So if in your mind, think about when you were a kid or an adult like me and you have a kid and you go to Chuck E. Cheese and they have like the basketball game. We have one of those, and whoever can get the most consecutive shots, so the most in a row, wins a prize. Well, the top three people that do will win cool prizes. So stop by next Thursday. It's really easy. Just come in. You don't have to really sign up. I mean, just give us your name and an email address so we can contact you if you win. See how many you can make in a row. You can practice if you want, and then just be like, okay, Colt or Tanika or Nay, this is my official one. Start now, and then we'll watch you put the pressure on, and that's when you got to perform. So it's easy. It's quick. It takes like 30 seconds, a minute, if you make a whole lot in a row. See if you can see what your Steph Curry skill level is. Yeah. See how good you are.
Do you get bonus points if you shoot from across the room?
Boy, maybe we could. Maybe we should. You know what? That's a good idea. Maybe we have like a one bucket line, 1 point line, like a 2 point line, maybe like a 3 point line, like from the other side. If you, yeah, okay.
Oh, I just stepped it up for you guys.
Yeah,
all right.
I like it. I think we'll do that. I think that's cool.
And I know you guys had a bunch of really cool prizes when you did the beanbag toss, which was the last event, if I'm right.
The very last one was like we did a ring toss.
Okay.
But before that was a beanbag toss, yeah. We do a lot of throwing.
I'm starting to realize there's a common theme here.
Yeah, a lot of tosses going on here. I think we're going to have to switch it up. I don't know what we can do that's not throwing, but we'll think of something. All right.
Soccer. Yeah. Kick a ball I don't know. Okay. Maybe even make it even more competitive. You ever see those like Aztec games where they just like elbow through the ring?
Yeah, and like their hips and stuff. Yeah. The key is though, you don't want to do anything that's too athletic because some people just aren't athletically skilled, but you still want them to be able to compete. So.
But you could watch them do it and get a whole lot of fun out of that.
It's true. I could film them and then put it on TikTok and get a lot of views. Navy.
I don't know how far that would go. You might get in trouble with that.
I would definitely get in trouble with that. 100%. No doubt.
But what kind of prize have you got this time for some incentive?
So I know we're going to be giving away a pretty cool electronic dartboard. The other one too, we usually let the other people that work at Liberty pick. So TBD. I'll just give just a taste.
All right.
So other ones, I'm not sure yet. But they're going to be good. They're always good.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a dartboard.
No, you can't. I'd especially like to if you're in the barracks. You can't have the spiky ones, but the electronic one, hit it up.
All right. And what else have we got going on, Colt? I know we were talking about Ortesia.
Yeah, so next Saturday, we're going to do a shuttle to Ortesia. Again, it's like pretty cheap. It's $15, so pretty much you're just chipping in for gas to get you down there, which is really good because if you've ever taken like a taxi to even Catania, I don't know how much they are, but like $800 probably.
Oh, it'd be ridiculous.
$50 at least. Yeah, so we're going to take all the way down to Ortesia, like an hour 15 away. Drop you off. We'll tell you about some really cool places that whoever's driving, actually I know who's driving, it's me. The places I like to eat and go see, and like a little bit of the history, because I'm a huge history buff and I love the history of Sicily, especially Ortesia. It was, just FYI for everybody, it used to be behind Athens, the second largest city in all of the Greek world. So
really?
You think of like Sparta, Thebes, all those places. No, Ortesia was number two.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, you see some of those Greek columns. They're just massive.
It's huge. So, yeah, it was a big deal. All the way through Roman times, it was like it was Greek. So it's really cool. Lots of history, lots of great food, lots of great views because the ocean is, I mean, the Mediterranean's right there. There's like a really famous guy named Archimedes who used to live there. And if you go on the tour, I'll tell you a little bit about him. It's not really a tour. Unlike other MWR trips, we don't have tour guides. We just kind of take you there and drop you off. Say, have fun. We'll see you in about 5 hours. and then bring you back. So if you are a self-explorer and you want to go at your own pace and go see your own things, perfect trip for you.
And I would definitely recommend being able to take advantage of this opportunity, because I drove there the other weekend and I couldn't find a spot to park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I went everywhere, looked everywhere. Ended up, is before they closed off the little spot, so I ended up taking like some crazy side road up through those famous Italian streets.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting lost, turning around.
Could you imagine living somehow here before like Google Maps?
No way.
It'd be impossible.
There is no way.
And you don't
way.
Speak Italian, you're just like wandering around. Like in America, you can at least go to a gas station and be like, hey, where's I-30? Here you're like, just...
Ciao.
Catania, and like hope they can tell you which way to go and you have no clue what they're saying. Just you try to every stop try to get a little bit closer.
Have you ever had one of those experiences yet though, where you went down the wrong road and you got the Italian guy comes out and he's like, what are you doing?
Oh yeah.
And he's sitting there trying to sign to him like, do I go here, do I need to turn around?
I just paid a ticket the other day because when I was in Lake Como with my family, Google sent me down a road that was a civilian like traffic road, like no cars. And I'm just in the middle of the city and just getting the looks from people like, what are you doing here? That you were not allowed to be here. And I just pointed my phone like, it said it was okay. And then $200 ticket later.
Ouch.
Yeah. So.
That was an expensive little road.
It was. And also I didn't pay it on time, so it ended up being $400. So if you get tickets, pay them on time. They like to double them.
Noted. Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea right there.
Yeah. That's the Liberty Wisdom of the Week.
Well, don't get tickets.
That's probably better. Just
jump on the
prevention.
Well, you could just prevent yourself from getting a ticket by jumping on the shuttle.
You could, yeah. Ride the shuttle. We'll take you down there, and then we'll get the ticket, if applicable.
All right, that's perfect. And right now we have Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. Cold, I know it's time to go, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming in the studio, and I was wondering if you had anything to add for us today.
No, other than you guys have 24 minutes to get over to Liberty to take the shuttle to Centro Sicilia Mall.
So
yeah, get over there quick.
Lace up those shoes and get running.
Yeah, and I don't know if you, I was just saying, after we played Blind Melon, No Rain, there's no rain, it's sunny outside.
And that's why the next song is absolutely perfect. Would you like to introduce it?
Is it by the Stones?
Nope.
I have no idea then.
It is Rainbow by Cage the Elephant.
Oh, Rainbow by Cage the Elephant, might be.
All right, and you're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.